Danny Fry Show. So the YouTube live chat poll for today, is Donald Trump funny? Yes or no? Get us your thoughts and comments. Kurt says, yes, he's the most entertaining president candidate since Reagan. Edward said, you guys know I'm on the left, and I even think Trump is funny. In fact, I think it's one of the reasons he has as much support as he does. That's an interesting take. Thank you, Edward. Jack said, I voted yes. Donald Trump is a hoot. You let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and we will continue to cover your comments and give you the results of that poll here in about 20 minutes from now. So stick around for that. Here is an article I came across, and we'll see what you guys think about this here. When we think of ourselves, do you think of yourself as a child of the 80s, the 90s, the aughts? What do you think of yourself as?
That's a good question. I would say a child of the 90s because I was a teenager and
formidable years, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You were born in 82?
81.
81?
I was born in 83, so like 89 I was in kindergarten, so I'm a child of the 90s.
Yeah, that's the way. I'm an 84 baby, and I would say
I actually remember a lot of the 80s, though.
So. I remember things from the 80s, songs, colors.
Learning colors.
Lots of color. No, just it was very colorful.
Oh, colorful. Neon.
Yes.
I remember.
Electric blue. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Crazy. At the very end of the 80s, you know, I would have been 9 or 8 or whatever it was. That would have been 9. I remember VH1 and MTV running like, oh, this was the best of the decade. And I was like, oh, wow, I've lived almost a decade. And I've seen a lot of these. The first time I was realizing that I was a part of culture.
Yeah.
At that moment.
Well, and then you found funny T-shirts.
Oh, man, that was a few years later. And I really pioneered that. I went ahead of the game and then people started doing it because they saw me doing it.
I really think you could have done it sooner.
Oh, I do too. But, you know, you got to put your finger in the wind every now and then and pick up on what's happening.
18 snacks from the 90s and the aughts that you might not put in your kids' lunch today. I was looking through this a couple of nights ago and I thought, I remember most of these. I don't remember all of them. And I don't know. You're a snack expert.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for this.
Have you always been a snack expert?
As much as my parents would allow. Yeah. As a kid, they would not let me just eat whatever I wanted, which is really to their credit.
How was the Range pantry growing up? Did you have full of snacks?
No. We didn't have my mom would not let us have the sugary snacks. I remember going to the grocery store begging.
What was the name of the friend who had the pantry?
Mikey.
Yes?
Yeah, next door, they would just eat a box of fruit snacks sometimes. Like, what the heck? You can do that?
Ironically enough, Ryan. But not this Ryan.
Not this Ryan. All right, 18 snacks from the 90s and the aughts you might not put in your kids' lunch today. The first one is, do you remember Kudos bars?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they got so small.
It's not about the size. M&M's.
I remember those.
Kudos bars, real milk chocolate, 100 calories.
Maybe yeah, because they were the small. Size of my pinky finger. Those things were like bite-sized by the time they quit making them.
Ryan, you are obsessed with size.
Well, there's reason for that. But yeah.
It's preoccupation?
Oh, no. It's...
Yeah, talk your way out of it. I don't know why you'd be thinking about it all the time.
I want everything quantity
with you.
For my money.
Everything is, yeah, but some people prefer quality.
I want quantity.
Yes, I agree with that.
I want it big, I want it bold.
Parents.com says Kudos bars were really just candy bars masquerading as granola bars.
Agreed.
Often covered with M&M's or Snickers bits. This is how we were raised. It's like, here, have a granola bar.
Yeah.
It's granola. It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's covered in chocolate and M&M's and Snickers.
Right. California.
And we were like, okay.
Yeah.
Did you know Kudos bars were discontinued in 2017?
I did not.
I know.
But I haven't seen them, so it makes sense.
Surge.
Oh yeah. Surge. I was not allowed to drink a lot of Surge, but man, I remember when you'd be at a party, and
it's
I'm talking
like
about
the
a 12,
cocaine of
yeah.
middle school.
Yes, exactly. like 12-year-olds all going like, oh, wait till after the birthday cake.
Yeah.
Wait till you see what I got.
When we go down in the basement, start watching movies, and our parents go to sleep, we're going to get the Surge.
We're going to get Surge. We used to, this is before
it
iPhones.
It was good. I liked Surge.
I did too. It was pretty good. It wasn't it similar to Mountain Dew?
I think it was more like a, it was more maybe citrusy than Mountain Dew. I think it had a little more of, I don't know if it was grapefruit or something like that.
Yeah,
to
that
it.
Makes sense.
Just like something that was a little bit different.
Yeah. I remember being around that age and Joe Hawkins' birthday party.
Joe Hawkins.
He's going to have Surge and he's going to have disposable cameras. So we're going to take pictures of ourselves dunking on like a 6-foot rim. But everybody's sitting down looking up at.
Such a.
Oh my gosh.
I remember my friend.
Such a boy thing to do. Yeah. We did that.
Brenton, he was a year younger than me in sixth grade, he'd get a 24 cube. Surge was sold in the cube.
Really?
And he'd sell those Surges after class.
That's smart.
That's a Surge dealer.
I tried doing that with bracelets once, and I realized the margin was not big enough.
What about Squeeze-Its and Kool-Aid Bursts?
I
remember Squeeze-Its. I don't remember getting them a lot. Kool-Aid Bursts were... That was like the little plastic ones.
I got the image up there. Look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Kool-Aid Bursts. Yeah, those were good.
Kool-Aid was such a big formidable part of our youth.
Yeah. Where'd that go?
The bluish teal kind.
That stuff was good.
I can taste that if I think about it long enough. I would like to try that again. And I don't think that our family ever got the add sugar kind. I think we always got the sugar free.
Man, I think drinking those now, you just feel guilty. Because you know there's no redeeming quality to this.
Speaking of, Fruitopia.
Fruitopia was good. Yeah, that was pretty good stuff.
Fruitopia was like the Kool-Aid for hippies.
Yeah.
It was
the same thing.
Psychedelic
Just Kool-Aid. A different label on it. Exactly. Fruitopia.
But it had fruit in it.
No, it did not have fruit in it.
Had it in the name.
Our school had a Fruitopia vending machine.
Uh-huh.
At the cafeteria.
It's a Coca-Cola product.
Yep.
Parent says, did your school have a Fruitopia vending machine?
Wow.
Coca-Cola and Minute Maid introduced their fruit-flavored beverage in the early 90s, and colorful concoctions were popular among young people who considered Fruitopia a, quote, healthier alternative to soda. That wasn't really the case, as the drink was just as sugary as a bottle of Coke or Mountain Dew. Fruitopia folded in 2003.
But it didn't have the Kool-Aid, man, and it would say things like strawberry kiwi. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah, fruit.
That's fruity.
Yeah. Easy squirt ketchup. Do you remember different colored ketchup?
Yes.
I can't think of anything more repulsive to me than that.
The green ketchup.
That did not last
terrible.
Long.
No bueno.
I don't think we ever got that because it probably costed an extra 25 cents.
They debuted in 2000 and didn't last long, probably because, well, squirting purple ketchup on your fries.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Chicken strips is kind of gross. Hi-C Ecto Cooler. This is
I
one that I don't.
This one would
I remember
be on there.
I don't remember
it.
This one. You both do?
Oh yeah.
I remember it. I never got it. This was one of those things that certain kids got.
Yes.
And they thought
cool?
It was unbelievable. The Ecto Cooler was based on Ghostbusters. And it went for 2 decades after Ghostbusters. I have no idea why.
It kind of came out when that real Ghostbusters cartoon came out.
Yeah.
And I remember wanting it, my parents saying, you can't have it, there's too much sugar in that, and then doing everything that I could, trading most of my lunch away to a friend at lunch to try to get one. And sometimes it would work and sometimes it wouldn't.
I remember in 1994 or something, walking through a grocery store and thinking, they're still trying to sell Slimer? this isn't a cool character anymore. But yeah, I guess everything comes back around.
I just said I watched Ghostbusters for the first time this past weekend. I think it was Monday, maybe, with our kids. And it was just too slow for me.
Wow.
I couldn't do it. Oreos O's cereals, like Cheerios, Oreo O's.
I don't remember that, but I'd eat that right now.
I know you would.
I remember those. I remember asking for those. My mom's like, no, you get Cheerios.
Cheerios may not be healthier. Oreos are another triumphant comeback story. They were introduced in 1997, were literally Oreos masquerading as breakfast cereal. People wonder why millennials have such weight problems. Oreos were first discontinued in 2007 when Post and Kraft split, but the cereal came back in 2017. Philadelphia snack bars. Do you remember this? When I read this, I'm like, I do remember that kind of rage. Delicious cheesecake bars made with a graham cracker crust, moist cream cheese, and a fruity filling were so beloved that there's currently a change.org petition to bring them back.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Hubba Bubba Bubble Jug?
Yeah, I didn't like gum very much, though, so never was into that.
It was powdered?
I don't know. Was it?
Yeah.
Did you have to make a concoction out of it?
Tom says this was just a mess. Why are we making gum out of flakes? Whose parents okayed this? This innovative candy was discontinued in the 2000s, but did make a comeback this past spring at select retailers.
No memory of this.
Shake and chug, it says.
You drink it? Oh, is it a drink?
No, it's not a drink. It's bubble gum, but it's like dust and flakes, and you pour it, and then you just start chewing, and it becomes gum.
That sounds bad.
Terrible idea. Trix yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
This stuff was good. I wish this was still around, because it is
healthy.
Barely yogurt.
Many millennials have a soft spot for the brightly colored and delicious Trix yogurt, but was an elite option for lunch or a snack. The fruity yogurt was discontinued, but briefly returned to shelves in 2021.
Yeah, Trix yogurt, that's the kind of stuff, that's the problem.
It's made by Yoplait.
It's why I can't really eat regular yogurt now, because I got addicted to the stuff that's basically candy.
When I die, I'll hand you a Greek yogurt in your refrigerator.
And I'll slap it down and be like, get out of here, Annie Ghost.
I'll just hand you another one.
Dang it.
Swoops.
Persistent.
This made me laugh. I forgot about this. It's like Pringles, but made of Reese's chocolate.
I do remember these.
Swoops were a fusion of Pringles-style chips and chocolate bars launched by Hershey's. They weren't technically chips, but they were shaped like them.
Yeah, they were just chocolate.
I don't know why they needed to be chips. That's a lateral move on the health scale.
There was no chip, no potato in it at all.
Reese's was the most popular for obvious reasons, but they were also available in milk chocolate, York's, peppermint patty, and almond joy. Swoops debuted in 2003 and were gone by 2006. Keebler's Pizzerias?
Oh, this was like the lunch. Was it the Lunchables pizzas?
Didn't
type
last
thing?
Long, but their fans still miss them. As their name suggests, they were chips that tasted like pizza and were actually made from pizza dough. The zesty pepperoni flavor was bright red, so it wasn't safe to eat on the couch.
I don't remember those.
Disappeared in the late 90s. 3D Doritos.
Oh, yeah. 3D Doritos.
You remember the commercials?
So
I remember the Super Bowl commercials that featured them. And the 3D Doritos were just flying all over the place. And so you'd get them, and then kids would just be throwing them all over the place. So stupid.
I just remember thinking, wow, there's like space in these chips.
Mom,
I was so tired of 2D chips.
Yeah. This is next level stuff.
Thankfully, now there's 3D chips.
3D Doritos were actually back on shelves, but many grown-up millennials mourn the OG tube version, which was discontinued in 2004. You could eat Doritos without getting nacho cheese fingers. Sadly, nothing gold can stay. Waffle Crisp.
I remember
cereal.
These. Yep.
Cereal.
I remember this.
You could have a waffle for breakfast, or you could have an entire bowl of waffles instead. Waffle Crisp, introduced in 1996, was a maple syrupy cereal from Post. You may remember those secret recipe commercials where kids try to figure out what was in Waffle Crisp to make it so good. Yeah, RFK Jr. knows. The cereal held on much longer than many items on this list, finally discontinued in 2018, along with Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
I remember that, too.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Not good for you.
Why don't they do this more? In fact, full-size Rice Krispie Treats in a bowl.
Just put them in a bowl.
Just give me that.
Dump some milk
over. Or you could just
them.
Eat a Rice Krispie Treat and have a glass of milk.
Or they could put it in a bowl for me.
It's like the full-size shredded wheat. You just got to break it.
We've talked about these before on the show. Juice barrels, a.k.a. Little Hug.
Ugh, those are so gross.
I'm glad you said this.
Yeah, I hate
this
those
This is something
things.
I expect you to like.
No, this is like the
they taste like the
demented
color.
Cousin of Kool-Aid.
This is what red tastes like.
Yeah, it's nothing. Plus, trying to rip open those tops, you always
spilled
it.
To do with your teeth.
Is that what you did?
And mm-hmm. then it would hurt.
Yeah, didn't like.
Snackwells. Do you remember Snackwell cookies?
Oh, yeah, Devil's Food Cookies.
Uh-huh.
That had the cream in them.
Snackwells were hugely popular in the diet culture of the 90s as a fat-free dessert option. Low-fat and fat-free diets were all the rage. Of course, those cookies and cakes were still high in carbs and sugar, and their popularity waned from their brand finally dissolved in 2022.
Yeah, I don't eat anything with fat, and I don't gain fat. I'm super skinny.
This is just a joke. Do not seek out Ryan Wiggins for your diet advice. Last one was Orbitz, a drink with balls in it. What were we thinking in the 90s? Orbitz was the brainchild of the company that gave us Clearly Canadian. Do you remember Clearly Canadian?
I remember Clearly Canadian.
We had that in our fridge. Blue glass bottles, maybe?
Orbitz, I think I liked. I think that was a phase that I went through that I'm still kind of going through where I'm like, this doesn't even have balls. Anything I eat. Or drink.
You going through that phase, are you?
Like, I still need balls in this. Like boba tea. That's why I drink so much boba tea. Because it's got tons of balls. Tapioca. Just little balls. You just suck them up. As you're drinking, you're like, oh, man, there's a solid in there. Let's go ahead and go to break. We'll be right back with more Andy Fry Show.